Probably the best feature about the school supply drive is you get a backpack that is designed for your, for instance, second grader at Wayside.
That's correct. We try to do that as much as possible. So, and a lot of drives just do a generic, but we pack the backpack for your child at their grade, and even boy or girl.
Yeah. And if there are two teachers in the same grade that happen to have a different supply list, I don't know that they do, but I'm just saying if that were, you know, you would probably even go that deep.
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what child, what
well, that's
teacher
yeah.
they have, but
yeah.
hopefully they are coordinated and get the basic supplies that they need.
I can't think of a situation where that would
right.
happen, but I'll say extrapolating from what I believe you guys are, if it came about, you'd probably do it, because it's all about making that child be as prepared to walk in the front door the first day of school as possible.
Right, and they have all the supplies that other students have, and they are ready for school. And the teachers just love this because they don't have to buy supplies.
And you could, and I say this every year, you could go out and buy, you pick the number, 1,000 all look the same backpacks but that would make the child stick out a little bit, that it would become apparent, yours is just like that one and just like that one, and you must have got that one for free.
We buy all year long on backpacks, so we have a big variety of backpacks. So we try to arrange them so even in the same grade, they get different ones.
And I think is a marvelous feature about what you, as Washington County School Supply Drive, do. You know,
right.
that you are treating each youngster as an individual and going, I think, out of your way to make them not stand out. You
Correct.
Know. So. And I think this is great. How does somebody get signed up?
Okay, they can come to Concern. That's at 333 Penn. And we're open, as I said, today, Tuesday through Thursday, from 11 to 2:45. So you just come in and you can fill out your application there, or you can go to Agape Mission, that's 309 Busey, and they're actually open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 1:45. So if you can't come through Thursday, you can go there on Friday and Saturday. And then Mary Martha Outreach is open today and tomorrow, 9 to 11. And then Thursday, they're open from 12 to 2. So you cannot just leave the application under a door or anything. You have to give it to a representative from our school supply drive.
And I think then you stamp that or mark on it in some way so that as you return a receipt basically to the person that signed them up, you know and they know, and when they come in to get their supplies, that individual knows you've signed up.
Yes, that's kind of a receipt that your application was taken. So if you didn't get that, you have to return it to get that receipt. And we also, when you give us your application, we check it over so there's no errors, or you didn't forget to put a grade down, or the school and the grade don't match or something. We check all of that to see and remind you where to come and get the supplies and the hours.
And that is such a neat thing. Now, the last time that you were on, you had one school district that was starting earlier, but Copan schools have realigned their schedule.
Yes, that's what we have heard now, that the Copan schools will start on August 10th, along with several other schools on that day. So the Copan students will now pick up your supplies on August 8th with everyone else.
Okay, so if you signed up and had some other date to the contrary, if you try to show up on that other date, nobody would be there for you.
Correct.
So again, this is such a neat day, and I have been there when people are picking up their supplies, and those kids are just, I think, overflowing that they've got everything they need for school. They're ready to go.
Yes, the kids are so excited to get their backpacks. A lot of them get there early and wait in line because they are just so excited. But you don't have to. We're there until 6 o'clock that day. So you don't have to wait in line, especially if it's hot. Come in the afternoon. and it'll be less crowded.
I think,
but I understand how some of them are just so excited.
Well, and sometimes I'll say moms and dads work, and they try to get there when it's convenient for them. But if grandma signed them up, then grandma can go at 2 o'clock or whatever.
That's right. You can do that.
This is for anybody who hasn't seen everything going on when you are packing backpacks. It is among the most organized mass production units that is not a manufacturing plant that I can think of.
We try to tweak it every year to make it even better. So we've been doing this since 2001. So we've quite a few years of experience. So we now, the last few years, we pack on 2 days. So we need volunteers on August 6th and 7th to pack. We pack in the morning on August 6th, starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. We pack the younger grades then. And then that Saturday afternoon, we change all of our supplies over to pack the older students, the middle schools and the high schools. And then we pack them on Sunday afternoon, starting at 1:30.
And it is an operation, and I'll say not everybody, it's not just an assembly line per se, because again, you're packing for individual students at individual schools, although by the time you get to the high school or the two middle schools, it's a little bit different.
Right, because they all get the same thing, so that goes pretty fast to pack. You can amaze how many number of kids we can pack in just a few hours.
But
we depend on your volunteers to come.
And again, while ideally you want a full-time, both days volunteer, realistically, if somebody can only work for a shorter time, a morning and afternoon, a few hours, it's okay.
Yes, and we have jobs that if you cannot be on your feet that long. We have jobs where you can just sit down, do some stapling, help out in the kitchen with snacks. So we have lots of different jobs. We even need ones that can break down cardboard and take it to the recycle place. So we have a vast number of jobs people can do.
Okay, we're going to take a break, and we will continue and let you know how you can get signed up either for the program, make sure your youngsters are enrolled, or spend a little bit of time helping out with the packing effort when we continue with Carol Beck in just a moment.
There's always something good happening at the Bartlesville First Baptist Church. Some of the things coming up is Cross Timbers Children's Mission Adventure Camp, with registration going on now. Camp will be held Monday, August 1st through Friday the 5th. For more information about the First Baptist Church calendar events, call 918-336-6172. Come worship at First Baptist Church of Bartlesville, located downtown Bartlesville, 405 South Cherokee.
Continuing our time with Carol Beck from the Washington County School Supply Drive, that's the official name of the nonprofit. You may know it better as Pack the Backpacks. Whatever name you want to apply to it, again, you need volunteers, and then you're still out buying supplies in many cases, aren't you?
Yes, we're still buying supplies. We are really in need of wide and college rule paper and spiral notebooks. So that's one thing. And we could always use backpacks. They're our most expensive item. So if you find them, a real good price. But we do search all year, and so we could really use your dollars. So if you're volunteering, you can give us the money then, or you can send a check to our post office box, and the check is made out to WCSSD, that stands for Washington County School Supply Drive, Post Office Box 2031, here in Bartlesville, 74005.
And again, you are out buying stuff, and whether it's a $20 contribution or a $50 or $100 or whatever amount, large or small, it all goes back into the school supplies.
Right. If a person would go out and not buy sales or anything, a backpack could cost upwards $60 for the backpack and things in it. Mm-hmm. We try to keep it with our sales about $20, but it still takes $50,000 to buy all the supplies for this operation.
And you're shopping sales literally all year.
If you
find a sale in October, great. If you find a really good price on pencils in February, then so be it, you know.
That's right. Yeah. I know. I was in Branson in March, and I bought the Walmart out of backpacks there because they were on sale in March. So.
I think that's part of the deal. If you're buying it all at once, then that's when you need your money. But because you're buying throughout the year, then you always are in need of funds.
Yes.
And this is something that I think people realize more and more. When you mentioned a $50,000, you know, annual budget just to buy the stuff, and then you're shopping sales, you're buying in mass quantities, you're doing everything you can to save money. This is a great purchasing option for people, because you're buying locally when you can, but you're buying wherever you can get the best price.
Right. Yeah. We try to get the best price on everything. We really watch our pennies.
Yeah. And so your contributions, again, your fives and tens and twenties that go to the Washington County School Supply Drive are well spent. And I think last time that you guys were in, I forget if it was you or Sherry mentioned that you're asking for even a $5 donation when people pick up their school supplies.
Yes, we are asking if it's per family, $5, and we have little jars there that when they come to pick up their backpacks, they can help us out. Even if you can only help with a dollar, all that helps, because it takes, like I said, $50,000 to do this, so every dollar helps us.
Yeah, and part of it is just seed money for next year, because when you're picking up the school supplies, you've already spent the money on those.
Yes, we have. So a lot of places don't put their things on sale until after our drive-in, so we need the money and we buy, and we have a place where we can store it, and we have volunteers that come in and help us box everything up, and we're so organized with our labeling, and it's amazing. Our organization is so amazing with its organization.
Well, if you come to the packing session, which we're going to talk about in just a moment, it is something to watch, but don't stand around and watch. Get involved. Carol, people just grab a list, and then they start picking up items, right?
Well, we've kind of little changed it. We hand them a backpack with their list, and they actually go around stations, and we actually have volunteers that will help them, and we stuff their backpack for them, and they just go around in a line, and it actually works out better. We find less errors, and the volunteers love it because they just go around, and we get it done so fast. So we need volunteers that can stand at one place and put two boxes of crayon in each backpack, or four markers, whatever they need.
That sounds like a great operation, and this is something that is just a Herculean effort. When do you start packing the backpacks?
Well, we actually start August 5th in getting ready.
Okay.
So if you go to packthebackpacks.org, you can there's a volunteer place that you can sign up, and we set up the tables that day, move things around, move things from storage. So we need help on that day, both during the day and in the evening. So you can check the hours if you're interested in that. But our actual packing is Saturday and Sunday. It's Saturday morning for the younger kids and Sunday afternoon for the older ones.
Okay, so this is an opportunity for you to help out at least those 3 days. And then for distribution time, you need a lot of volunteers.
Yes, we have a group coming in on Monday morning, so that's great, but we need help on Monday afternoon, and then we even need help on Tuesday morning too, some. If you can't come, but you can come Tuesday morning, we'll find a job for you then too, because we have to clear everything out by Tuesday evening.
Yeah, because you don't own the facility, you're working in somebody else's
yes.
facility, and you want to put it back kind of the way you got it.
And we're so grateful to St. Luke's Episcopal Church for letting us use their facility. And for your information, that is on the corner of 8th and Dewey, or 9th and Dewey, whatever. That's that whole block that on Dewey between 8th and 9th Street.
Yeah, and again, this is just a wonderful operation, and when people stop by, moms and dads are impressed when they see that stack of backpacks starting, I guess, over in the corner, and this kind of takes up most of the room.
It takes up most of their one fellowship hall. It's amazing. You should, if you come Sunday afternoon and towards the end, like around 5 o'clock, you can see the whole sea of backpacks.
But this is, if you haven't experienced this yet, you need to stop by and like I said, volunteer an hour or two. Give them the whole day if you can, but this is an opportunity for you to really help out some kids. Carol, when it comes to getting signed up, and I want to kind of start, end up where we started, there are some questions like, the name of the youngster or and how many youngsters in the family and all that stuff, right?
Right. You do. We would like you to have a picture ID because we require that when you pick the backpacks up. Mm-hmm. And then we need to know the school that the child's going to, the grade the child's going to, and put down whether that's a boy or a girl, because we pick out the backpacks and some of the supplies, pink pencil box for the girl. We're that detail oriented, where we want to give the correct colors to the, because some boys don't like pink.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure some guys are that conscious of the color, but you never know. You want to do it, I'll say, the correct way. Yeah. And if the way that most people would call it that.
And
way.
There's actually some schools, I'm not off the top of my head, but let's just say Wayside first grade girls have a different supply list than the boys because they share some of the items. They might bring markers where the boys bring colored pencils, something like that. Mm-hmm. So the supply lists are different between boys and girls at some school.
And I know some of the other items, and you may not furnish these. I don't know, as far as some grades, the girls will bring glue sticks and the guys will bring tissues or whatever, So it all
right.
varies. You're filling that entire supply list for every youngster.
Right. So grandmothers or aunts or friends that are filling these out for some of our clients are the working parents that can't get to these places. So if you have the grandmother can come and fill out, but please know the exact school and grade for the child.
Yeah, it's nothing worse than grandma gets there and can't answer all the questions.
That's right.
But again, also I think we need to mention again, each youngster only needs to get signed up once and only at one location.
Right. Coordinate that with your family or your friends, whoever are working for your child, that you only need to sign up once. Mm-hmm. And you can sign up multiple children on the same application.
Okay, that's something that I think is really helpful for the families. Again, you've got it all there, just all in one basic form. Let's run over, again, the sign-up times and locations, because they're not all the same.
That's right. Concern, it's today, Wednesday, and Thursday. That's at 333 Penn. It's actually the corner of 5th and Penn, mm-hmm. from 11 to 2:45. Mary Martha Outreach, and that's on 1845 Southwest 4th Street behind United. And that's from today and Wednesday, 9 to 11, and Thursday, 12 to 2. So if you're going to sign up those two places, you can only do it the next 3 days. Agape Mission, 309 Busey, they'll be open for the rest of this week through Saturday, 11 to 1:45. So Saturday is the last day to sign up to get a backpack, and that's at Agape Mission on Friday and Saturday.
And you are always in need of supplies, but at this point in time, really a cash donation would help you fill those lists.
Yes, that's what we would really appreciate, as the cash donations. And you can go to our website, and actually we have a place there where you can play with the credit card, I believe.
Okay,
or you can send checks to our post office box.
packthebackpacks.org is the website, and that's Carol Beck. Thank you very much.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner. Overnight storms have caused flooding and